This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax. The whole thing with Ukraine.
There's no question that Giuliani hired Parnas to be a representative in the Ukraine in order to talk to the Ukraine government about an investigation of the Bidens in return for this money. I don't think there's any question about that.
All right, so obviously we are getting closer to the time that the trial will start on the this time in the Senate, and that was reaction to Lev Parnas. You heard there at the end, Rachel Maddow has blown the lid off of some of what could possibly be going on with who might be a witness in the Parnas interview that she's done. And one of the things that he said, among the other things he said in this part two of the interview, is that the president pushed for a visa for the ex-Ukrainian official who he thought could implicate Joe Biden. And this is where we are on this day, 290-some days away from electing or re-electing this president of the United States. It is about impeachment and roles that people may play in lifting up the president, or roles that people may play in taking down the president. It was pretty solemn, actually, in the Senate. They did the swearing in, if you will, of everybody in the Senate, and the rules, which the rules include, can you imagine if you had OCD, no cell phones whatsoever, just paper that you can have with you, but nothing that would be akin to any kind of a leak or distraction, I suppose. So the third impeachment trial, I guess, officially began on Thursday, even though we know it kind of unravels on Tuesday. Martin Luther King Day is Monday. Lev Parnas, as I mentioned before, and you heard him there, the reference to him, a former associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has alleged that Trump knew of his role in the effort to dig up dirt in the Ukraine that could benefit the president politically speaking, and that's the central issue in the House Democrats' case for removing him from office. It's going to be very strange, I think, next week, in just the sense of we haven't seen this before, and you heard Senator Ed Markey, Democrat, of course, from Massachusetts, and before that, the president himself saying that the impeachment should actually go pretty quickly because he's saying it's a ruse, it's a hoax, it's not at all the way it's being portrayed. So I think that how the witness thing plays out, who comes in, all of that will be the thing to watch, to handicap, I guess, if you will, in what goes on here. In the meantime, there was other business as usual that kind of, it's weird, that kind of rolled around in the fishbowl, because I say this show is about what affects you and me in your backyard and, of course, in my backyard. And I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. I mean, we're all Americans. I love this country, and I say it all the time, that I was taught as a really young kid to know what's happening, have an opinion, and be able to talk about it. So I think there's a lot of opinions that are flying around in and outside of the fishbowl. But some other things have happened, too, that's interesting, including the Senate, by the way, besides being sworn in for this impeachment thing, passing the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade deal, that kind of went under the wire. But this is something, remember, that was taking a long time. The vote, easy peasy, 89-10. And now it goes to the president. He'll sign it for sure. It replaces what was the 25-year-old NAFTA agreement. I mean, you know, NAFTA, that's what we called it. And it tore down a lot of the barriers and kind of triggered, if you will, a little bit of a tidal wave in trade, for lack of a better way to describe it. So the president and other critics blame the pact for encouraging companies to move off of our shores and have these maquiladoras, as they call them, plants south of the border to take advantage of low-wage Mexican laborers. But now that supposedly will change. This is super substantive, if you will, when it comes to, number one, boosting international trade. Again, this is another thing that helps probably the farmers, because we saw phase one go through with China, so some of the tension has absolutely been relieved there. And there were some that were not psyched about this, including Republican Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, who said it means higher prices for us. He's saying, don't be fooled by this. We're going to have to pay more for a car, and we'll have less money for other things that we want to consume. It's probably going to lead to a shift to automation, which of course frightens everybody that think we're going to be taken over by robots and more jobs will be lost to automation. So while the agreement is going to have more cars produced in the United States, which would mean that workers would get an average of $16 an hour, it also secures changes that require Mexico to change its laws to make it easier for workers to form independent unions. And then, of course, there's the Canadian side of everything. And this has taken a long time to complete these negotiations, like I said. That's why it's interesting with everything that's happening in Washington in the fishbowl. This is something that didn't get very much play, but it is significant. The, you know, even the AFL-CIO endorsed it, as they're saying scores of businesses and farm groups are going to benefit from it. And it's the farmers that I think about, that I've spent time with, that I know this will, in fact, or should, help anyway. So that was something significant that does impact us, whether you believe it impacts you negatively, like Toomey is saying, or positively. And then, again, how that unfolds remains to be seen, because you don't know what is going to be automated, if, in fact, there are going to be some things that become automated as a result. And by the way, something else that that happened, I think that was pretty interesting, while so much focus is on impeachment, is, and more, it was more ceremony than anything else that happened in D.C., the Pentagon got the request to build 270 miles of border wall and, you know, tapping into the cash to counter drug smuggling. So, you know, where does the money come from? And looking at that 270 miles of wall on the border with Mexico and looking at the viability and the cost and all that other stuff, the speculation about where, how does it get paid out? And it's going to be paid out of the Pentagon resources to counter drug smuggling. That's what it is. That's where that $7.2 billion money that they need will come from. Because remember, the president vowed to build at least 400 miles of wall along the border by November of 2020. And, of course, that's the re-election time. And in 2016, he said Mexico would pay for the wall, but Mexico refuses to pay for the wall. So there you go. Bottom line is more of the wall is being built. Stay with us. We've just scratched the surface. A long way to go. So settle in, folks. See you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet! We are in the mailbag. As the man says, and in the mailbag, you had plenty to say about, of course, impeachment. We just can't get away from it. And something about the troops and the Iranian missile strikes. I talked a lot about that. And then some lighter fare as well. So without further ado, let's dive into it. Some new emails. You can always serve it up at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and then let it flow, as it were. Or you jam on the digits if you have something you're chomping at the bit. What do you think happens with this whole impeachment thing? Is it going to be pretty quick, as the president says, and then that's it? Or will this drag out a little bit? The timeline is interesting. 855-266-5283, because we don't want to close you out if you're, again, dying to dive on the digits. But let's take this one from John. John says, Kate, I heard you give the big shout out to KVOI. You need, girl, to come back to Tucson. I heard you talk before about Tucson and having been there many, many times and spending time watching our baseball team. Bravo for that. It is a cool place. In the desert. I did not grow up here, but I do enjoy it, so thanks for that. I'll tell you what, I think what's really, really interesting is this Iranian attack, and you've talked about it, the fact that it's lucky they scrambled practice drills, which of course they did, but meaning the troops that were on the base, but that Al-Asad air base was really a wreck afterwards, and at least 11 guys, from what I understand, were injured during that attack, and kind of concussion-like symptoms is what I heard earlier in the day. Can you enlighten me more? Well, you have a beat on it. Yeah, they were treated for concussion-like symptoms or symptoms, because think of the blast and falling and how loud that could be, and the bases house about 1,500 troops, and the missiles that hit them, you look at that, and if you knew someone there, I don't even know someone there, but I care about the guys that are serving there, and it really is sobering to see it. Very sobering. So lots of people have been treated and screened since then to make sure that they're okay. I mean, a concussion is nothing to make light of, as we certainly know. We've seen this from people who have had concussions in the past, or a series of concussions, what sometimes that can lead to down the road. So that killing of Soleimani, then the retaliation of it, and the fact that nobody was killed is, again, just amazing. But now there's speculation that did Iran deliberately miss the troops to prevent further escalation of any of the hostilities? I mean, well, how would they do that? Let me cherry-pick these missiles. I don't know. Realizing what? That they could run for cover, because if you look at the base, I think it is miraculous that there weren't some troops that were hit. And I don't know. I mean, I know there are targets you're aiming for and hitting, and it can be in a particular area. And in the, you know, this Al-Assad military airbase, you couldn't be guaranteed that people wouldn't be in some of those areas. And I'm telling you, you look at the photographs from afterwards, and you look at even some of the video that I've seen, and the damage is pretty impressive in a sad way. So I do think that there would have been no guarantee of that. Perhaps they could have known areas to go for. I don't necessarily doubt that. There was definitely an attempt to retaliate and shake things up, and certainly that happened. And what are the next steps, or what happens next? I mean, the tension is thick in the air. You can't deny that. And could there be another misstep of some sort? Could something ignite our worst fears, which would be war? Because I don't think anyone really wants to see that happen. But at the same time, I think you got to keep the pressure up on Iran. I disagree with others who think we don't need to be involved. It's too late. We're involved. So that's the thing. It's the level of involvement, because we already are there. We've already invested in various areas. This is just another piece on the board that's a very important piece. So just turning a blind eye and that's that, and we're moving from it, no. Especially based on some of what it sounds like Soleimani was set to do. And I say this all the time. I mean, let's face it. We live in the world of slant. We live in the world of slant because we have a polarized nation. So you can find your slant, whatever you want your slant to be. You can find coverage for that. But I think looking at this at face value, Iran, it was always dangerous, and we've seen that in the past. And to be naive to the possibilities and to not be on top of it, and I think, frankly, we've seen this, where we let our foot off the gas, and ultimately it can lead to disaster. I think it has to be there. In fact, I would say I know it has to be there. It would not benefit Iran based on what we have going on in the region and what we know is possible to do, some more crippling economic sanctions. Think of the shipping lanes. It wouldn't make any sense for Iran to press that even harder. To dance around it, okay, but to press it harder would not be smart for them to do, because we still would hold bigger cards, I guess, in this game. All right, that was a long answer, huh? Let's go to this one quickly from Harry. And Harry says, Kate, the funniest thing I saw was something that I happened to catch on the tube about Senator Warren going after Bernie Sanders, and that whole idea of, did you say I was a liar on national TV? Did you catch that? Yeah, because, you know, I don't know, they must know this, but mics are never turned off. Didn't we learn that from other things that have happened to politicians? Of course. So the mics weren't turned off, and what happened was, after the debate the other day, Elizabeth Warren said, "Did you just call me a liar on national? I think you called me a liar on national TV." And then Bernie Sanders was kind of seemed perplexed or taken aback or whatever, and he said, "You know, let's not do it right now. If you want to have that discussion, I'll have that discussion." And then Warren said, "Any time you called me a liar, you told me, all right, let's not do it now." So there must have been some conversation where he said a woman could not become president, because that was the story that broke before they were on the stage. And I guess they are not speaking to each other. They sent emails, but they have, you know, they're being encouraged to not escalate the conflict, but obviously they don't agree. And it was interesting because Tom Steyer got in between them, and then that kind of wrapped it up, but their mics were left on. Again, mics afterwards. There's just be there's behind the mic. That's the book I've always wanted to write. But of course, it would take an army of lawyers to approve it. But what you know that happens behind the mic, the stories of the slips and the faux pas that are made, and there's one right there. Because why not wait and hammer him on it? She was furious, and she held her tongue, I guess, during the whole thing. All right, here's another quick one. This one from Jeffrey. And Jeffrey says, Kate, wow, watching this whole ceremonial thing with the House and then over to the Senate and the Chief Justice presiding over the impeachment. I mean, he's just there sort of to keep law and order is what I'm assuming. And what the guest list is, or the witness list, as you've talked about, I think is really what is critical. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you have the disappearing Secretary of the Energy, the Energy Secretary in Rick Perry, who had resigned. Does he get called? Does he get subpoenaed? And is Lev Parnas subpoenaed? Because certainly of what we have heard, I mean, who gets subpoenaed in all of this besides anybody that was subpoenaed before by the House? Will we hear testimony from them again? Well, it's whatever I think the new evidence or the new material that's coming out is where it gets the most interesting. And then the perception, because remember, it's who's ever the witness, it's their version, and then it's how they are questioned in this. And Rudy Giuliani, to me, is the central figure. I would think he's the one that, what does he have to say about what happened? Oh, that day in July, the 25th. President says it should be quick and it's ridiculous, pretty much. And some Republicans say they think that's exactly what it'll do. It'll exonerate him, and others are not too sure. We'll see next week. Hang with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's finally
Finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday. As Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
You will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yes, we are at the man cave, or in the man cave, the woe man cave, as I like to call it. And boy, there is a ton to talk about. I had lunch with my pal, Jeff Jackson, who used to work for the NFL. He doesn't anymore, but boy, he has such good stories. And it's always fun to talk sports with him. So we were in our own little mini man cave earlier. And one of the things, of course, we talked about was the craziness of what's going on in baseball, with starting with the Astros and the sign stealing and whatnot, but also what the weekend is going to look like, because you have the AFC and NFC championship games. And kudos to those who emailed me and those who called to be part of Nail the Score, because maybe you'll nail the score of the Titans Chiefs or the Packers 49ers. By the way, if you just tuned in and you're cruising around the highway somewhere out in the deserts, or perhaps you're on the East Coast, howdy. Thanks for finding us. Kate Delaney. We've been here for 15 years. Can you believe it? It's like I can't believe that it's been 15 years that I've been doing this show. I thought it was less. I think last year I said 10. 10 on this network, and then 5 previous to that, I guess, is what I was thinking. But man, oh man, hard to believe. So one of the things we talked about is, of course, the the Green Bay San Francisco game and what that's going to look like. And he was adamant that Green Bay not win and Aaron Rodgers, because he is a Cowboy fan, even though he worked for the NFL and traveled all around. And so it was interesting. I said, you know, you look at what this coach has done, Matt LaFleur, and you got to give him credit. And LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, actually respected the wall that's going to be in front of that offense that includes Aaron Rodgers. Here's what he had to say.
It's hard to get those explosive plays. And so in order to string together drives, you've got to convert on third down. And this is, I think they were ranked number two in the National Football League on third down. I mean, this is as good as defense as there is out there. And really, they were missing a lot of key players. Now they are fully back. They got everybody. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Yes, a great challenge. He is absolutely right in that it is going to be a challenge. On looking at the other side of this and looking at San Francisco, here is what Richard Sherman had to say about Green Bay.
Well, he throws an incredible football. You know, he has a quick release. He's very accurate. He throws a great deep ball. He's mobile. He's great at creating. He's great at diagnosing the defense. He has all the tools that you look for in an elite quarterback, and he's done it for a number of years.
A number of years. So, you know, here's the thing. Richard Sherman is a great pass defender, and that's what he'll have his eyes on. His eyes are going to be on what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. And, boy, this NFC West, you think about San Francisco finishing in front of Seattle and cleaning up the West, and now here they are on the doorstep, one step closer to getting to the Super Bowl, but so are the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers would love to be back there. I mean, every single one of these players on the field, make no mistake, you work your butt off all season and in the preseason. This is what you're living for, to get that shot at getting to the Super Bowl and representing the NFC. Then you've got the Titans and the Chiefs. So many people counted the Titans out. I think it would be a mistake to count them out, even against the Chiefs, who had that amazing comeback last week. And when I look at this game, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of question marks as to what is Derrick Henry going to have the running room that he needs for Tennessee. Pat Mahomes seemed like he could pull a rabbit out of the hat if he had to scramble and get a first down or throw a deep ball or do that quickly seize the moment, and we've seen him do this, and kind of reverse on the fly. I think it's going to be a wild game, and I believe it's going to be a close game. So we'll see. That's the first game up on Sunday, 3:05 first kick, and then the night game. For all of you football fans, Packers and 49ers, that one is at 6:40. That kicks Eastern time. All right, so baseball. Are you a fan of baseball? Have you gone to a game just to go hang out and somewhere in the great, you know, Southwest? Or they've got the, you know, certainly in Florida they have the Grapefruit League, and then there's people listening to us in Florida. Or the Cactus League, which, you know, starts in spring training. So I look at baseball, and I've loved baseball my whole life. My mother used to take us to games here and there, and my brother and I really, really liked the game of baseball, I think, because of her. So we learned it as a kid. And it's heartbreaking to see this whole sign-stealing thing. Major League Baseball said there was no evidence that the Astros used any kind of wearable devices, because there was a story that broke about that there was an illegal use of technology. There was some things going on, but that didn't happen. So the commissioner, Rob Manfred, issued a 9-page report earlier in the week, and that was the result of an investigation. They found the Astros did use technology to cheat during their World Series winning 2017 season. A.J. Hinch from Houston, Alex Cora from the Red Sox, Carlos Beltran of the Mets all lost their managerial jobs in the wake of the report. And in fact, the Beltran shoe dropped just during the day. The Mets had to make a break because they had hired Beltran and they felt good about that hire, but they had to part ways with him because of the situation that now they're in. So the general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, said this earlier on Thursday.
Back on November 1st, we officially hired Carlos Beltran to be our new manager. At that time, we were unaware of the Astros situation. On November 12th, while at the general manager meetings, we, like everyone, read the story in The Athletic on the 2017 sign-stealing circumstance. Following that report, we spoke to Major League Baseball and deferred to them to lead the investigation. After several weeks, on Monday, the commissioner's report and findings were released. This morning, Jeff and I again met with Carlos and came to this difficult conclusion. In talking to Carlos, it was clear how challenging it was going to be for him to effectively manage the team going forward.
Yeah, because how could he? I mean, he's absolutely right on that. The scheme that was devised and the 2 months into the 2017 season, the group of players, including Beltran, discussed the team could improve on decoding opposing team signs and communicating signs to the batter. So there was no way, he's right, that they could do that. So how strange. They sign a three-year deal with an option for a fourth season. And it was going to be his first job as a major league manager, but yeah, here you are, spring training less than a month away. They got to pick a successor, and there's places they could go, but Beltran gets released before he ever fills out a lineup card. So how about that? There was one other time when this happened, where a manager was fired before the start of the season, and that was in 2004. I remember this. The D-backs, speaking of Arizona, fired Wally Backman 4 days after he was put in as the team's manager because of some legal things that happened that they weren't aware of. So this scandal is very, very sad that you have the Astros in it and you've got, obviously, the Red Sox in it, and the Mets weren't going to go in that direction. So good on them. That was a smart thing to do. And I had that conversation with my pal that I mentioned today. We talked mostly about the NFL, but we also talked about that. And he had a funny story that he shared about, we were talking about identities and people not realizing, who somebody is. Sometimes you're somewhere and you don't even know, unless it's the popular athlete in the area, you don't know, because of uniforms, etc., who the athlete is. And Jeff had a funny story, an interesting story, about Tom Brady's dad, who was going to a Patriots party after the Super Bowl win, that big comeback over Atlanta. And when he was going to the party, he didn't have his credential. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have my credential." And they were stopping him and saying, "Well, you have to have a credential," because the other people that were there, that were the gatekeepers, didn't know who he was. And he showed them the Super Bowl ring that his son had given him and said, "Well, look, here's the ring." And luckily, my friend definitely knew who he was and got him in and escorted him in and all that other sort of stuff. But it's like I said, interesting that sometimes when you don't, because you don't see sometimes these players, or certainly somebody connected to them, you don't realize who they are. And at these moments where it could be disastrous, I mean, think of that huge comeback over Atlanta, and here's his father, who he constantly thanks every time he wins anything, could have been blocked from being at that party. And it's such chaos after a Super Bowl that it would have been tough, although with our cell phones now, it would have been tough to unravel all of that. All right, quickly, a few other things. I haven't talked much NBA, but for all of you Pelican fans out there, it was an overtime win over the Jazz, 138-132. So the Jazz forced overtime in a crazy way after a last-second foul and a free throw, but in the end, the Pelicans were able to pull it out. It still feels so early in the season to me, but it's not early. I mean, we're definitely hitting that post. We're midway through. LeBron James, he's number one in the top spot in the third and final round of public voting for the All-Star game. So we're into all-star voting. Are you voting for all-stars? Do you care about hoop? I find that people like one or two sports and then they don't know anything about the other sports. You might like movies. We're going there next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Games, if you care about that you go to the movies, just take a break from next week, which you're going to be creamed with impeachment stuff and things that are going to make you go crazy. And, you know, I say this all the time, but when we kick off the show, of course, I always talk about politics and how it affects us in our lives. And it's infuriating when you have a lot of the elected, the people we've elected that talk out of both sides of their mouth, or now they try to step around things. And listen, I think there are some good people in politics, but the games that are played before you get into the game and the games that are played when you're in there, it's like it's all rigged. And so now wonder, you have to remember back to when Trump was elected. certainly so many of us were saying how we were sick and tired of the same old hatched from the womb politicians, where it was rubber stamped. You knew where they were going, just change the state and some of the scenarios, and then trying to get outsiders involved, trying to get business people involved, and getting a different perspective. And I think we're going to have a different perspective next week, that's for sure. So, having said that, it's politics of a different sort, deciding if and will you will pony up your hard-earned money to go and see one of these flicks. And these are the kinds of movies that you would probably take a kid, a grandkid to. And, of course, all of us know the story of Dr. Doolittle, or I think we do anyway. And Dr. Doolittle has certainly evolved in a lot of different directions. So when they said they were going to make this Doolittle picture, and they made it for a lot of money, the budget was $175 million. That's what Universal pumped into it. But it's, I don't know, it's some reviews are good, and some reviews are iffy on this. I love, love, love Robert Downey Jr., and he, of course, plays Doolittle in this. So you know there's going to be some comedy and sarcasm mixed in. Well, here's a little sneak peek of it.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself.
Are you Dr. Doolittle?
Get the idea, right? I'll give you one of the reviews. Well, just a couple of quick snippets from the reviewer. The reviewer says, contrary to how it may appear, and this was Fast Company, sometimes most critics are rooting for the movies they watch. It's much more fun to be dazzled than appalled, or worse, disappointed by a beloved franchise. And the summary here is that Downey's revival of legendary veterinarian who can communicate with any member of any species splats on the screen like horse dung with few laughs and no charm. Oh, even the actor's legendary charisma, which this project sorely needed, gets tamped down by making a depressed widower the hero of a kiddie movie and by having that widower mumble in an accent that's possibly Welsh, perhaps Irish, maybe Scottish, but definitely the enemy of comedy. Ooh. Then there's this one, New York Post. There's got to be a moment as an actor watches himself on screen pulling bagpipes out of a CGI dragon's rear end that he thinks, have I really fallen this far? Ooh. Let's see what the public says, because a lot of times the public does not agree with the critics. And I like Downey, but you know, he was so popular as Iron Man, and reinventing yourself in this fashion in a movie like Doolittle. I don't know, maybe it was Maybe it's a miss. How about this one? Withering with you. This is definitely for the kids. Check this out.
A special heavy rain advisory has just been issued in the Tokyo area.
Would you like the rain to stop?
What do you mean by...
It's gonna clear up.
She really was the Sunshine Girl.
About the boy in the video.
Stop!
What do I do? They're going to separate us.
Let's run away.
One must be careful. A tragic fate awaits the weather maiden.
Let's make a promise to each other to always be together.
There's nothing more gorgeous than a beautiful, clear sky.
We're not
right. I don't want to shoot you.
You helped me find a reason to live. I'm really glad I met you. So please, don't cry, Monica.
Time to grow up, old man.
I need to see her again, even if it's just once.
So the story on this one is animation. Yes, it is a film that is highly rated. It's a boy runs away to Tokyo and befriends a girl who appears to be able to manipulate the weather. Get it? Weathering. So it's not really withering. It's weathering. I was right the first time. It's weathering, although it's spelled two different ways. Weathering with you. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 95%. That's pretty high. And they say that the story is good and it is one of the best animes that was put out at the tail end of 2019 and then now released in full here in 2020. So if you're a fan of anime and you have grandkids, kids, whatever, that are fans, because it's PG-13, it's 1 hour and 51 minutes, so it's not short, but it is apparently doing really well. You know, the box office worldwide, they're saying just it's cranking, especially in Japan. Crazy amounts of money. So many people running to go and see this. And that makes sense because of the director, the guy who put it together, the director, Makito Shinkai is his name. So how about that? All right, if you go and see any movie and you want to give us a cheap movie review, do it. Send it to me at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact just like that. Tell me what you think of it, and I'll send you a copy of my book. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.